Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we spoke to two of our listeners, Charlotte, Lottie, and Natalie yesterday, who both had the same message from this guy on an online dating site. Becky, when you first read the message that I forwarded on from the email, what was your first thing that went through your head?
Desperate.
Yeah. And we got one of the guys from upstairs who works at Radio 1 to actually just read out the message as it appeared, kind of. There was a couple of words changed. And it probably freaked people out yesterday.
His kids' lives have changed forever after yesterday, I think.
Yeah, the guy that read it out.
They were like, Daddy, why did you do that? Why did you do that?
Now,
I get that every night.
If you're listening after... After six last night, you would have heard us do this kind of mashup between the red-blooded exotic male and Baz Luhrmann, which we'll play for you again now. But lots of people were saying last night they really want us to release it. Do you think we could get this to number one? Let's face it, any old crap can get to number one now.
That's true. Maybe we should just find some lad to dance to it and then we'll be laughing.
Right, listen here. Listen to this, right, and tell me, would you actually ever download this and possibly try and get this to number one?
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male who'll take you to heaven and back in the bedroom, night after night? Are you ready to feel the pains of delight and nerve endings tingling from your toes to your fingertips and back again, shooting pains of ecstasy, writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire? Are you ready for a real man that not only wants your body, but to understand and connect with your heart also? A man that wants to make your ambitions come true, to see your face explode in joy. A man that will ensure these dreams come true for you if it's the last thing I do. A man that wants to have your children, every one of them, and for them to breathe into life whilst he comforts you and holds your hand in your moments of need. A man that will worship you more for bearing his children. A man that will educate and teach the children right from wrong and teach them education and life skills to reap the rewards in adulthood they deserve. A man that will plunder your heart and ravish your body and cuddle up to you afterwards whilst you lay there, deliriously happy, in his arms. I'm that man. Be mine.
Know what you want, at least what you need. Babies. I'm looking to settle with someone special and would be thrilled to start a family with you and protect and love you. I mean it, I'm a decent, genuine guy and would be thrilled to bits if we were an item and you told me you were pregnant and we're going to be parents.
Imagine if that was the first message you got from some random bloke on the internet. That's the message from the online guy there, versus a bit of Baz Luhrmann. Tell me, could you make that number one? Would you actually download that? It's not the new track from The Streets, if you've just tuned in. Is that what some people are saying? A lot of people are saying they would download it. Some people are saying it's strangely hypnotic.
Yeah, no, I think that. I'm falling for him. Even Matt off the Moyle show upstairs said, yeah, I agree, yeah, he's got something.
So if you heard it like two or three more times...
Yeah, no, don't keep playing it.
You'd be on with him.
Someone's just texting. He's really lonely, isn't he? Yeah, he sounds it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, should we do it then? That's right, it is. Would I Lie to You on Radio 1.
I can't believe they recorded that theme tune for you.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm on the streets of London town.
Okay. Are you ready to play Would I Lie to You?
Yes.
You need to persuade a total stranger to lie for you.
Mm.
Right, here's how it works today. You've got to pretend that you are a brazen hussy.
That's going to be hard.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't mean that. I mean like that.
Is it going to take all your acting skills?
It's going to take everything I've got.
Imagine that you've got a boyfriend, okay?
Yep.
Now, you've told your boyfriend that you've got to go away with your job. You've got some conference or something in London. It happens, you know. These things come up. That's what you've told him, anyway. But actually, you've run off for a dirty getaway with your boyfriend's best mate.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that?
Never.
Oh, come on. We've all been there.
Never.
So, there you are having a romantic time with your boyfriend's mate, all right?
Yeah.
And then, oh no, your actual boyfriend calls you on the phone.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit suspicious.
As he would be.
So you tell him that you're with someone from work and you're just having a break from the conference. Mm. But then, oh no, he asks to speak to your work friend. So, what do you do? Do you ask a complete stranger to pretend to be the work colleague and talk to him on the phone to reassure him that everything's okay?
Yeah.
Would you help someone out if they asked you to do that? Why?
Can't be bothered.
I wouldn't do this one. I would have done the one the other day, but I wouldn't do this one. It's morally wrong.
Mm. Okay. Do you think she's going to manage to do it, Chappers?
Yeah, because she's morally wrong.
Okay. It does mean that person helping someone doing something really bad. Mm. It is worse. So you're going to give it a go, are you?
Yep, let's do it.
Now, you've got someone with you, haven't you?
Yes.
Who's that?
It's Chris.
And who's Chris?
Chris is a guy from the office who's now pretending to be my boyfriend's best friend and my secret lover.
As in a guy from Radio 1, not a guy from the office.
Radio 1.
Well, you've got Ricky Gervais with you.
No, he's not Ricky Gervais.
Right. So, Chris, who works at Radio 1, is going to pretend to be the bloke that you're having a fling with to make it look really convincing when your boyfriend phones.
Yeah.
Maybe just snog him a bit then now.
No. I've got an actual boyfriend.
Oh, at least hold hands then, or something.
I'm assuming that Chris is actually going to want to snog me, even if I did.
Yeah, how presumptuous.
Up for a bit of a snog or not?
He does.
He's not going to say no. He's not. Oh, he said he's not going to say no.
He's not the choosiest.
This has brought all sorts of things to light.
Mm. Can you hold hands at least?
Okay. Right, we're holding hands now. This is weird.
This is going to get quite awkward in the office now, because he's said, basically, that he wants to kiss you.
Yeah.
No, what if your actual Greek boyfriend was going to walk past now?
He's fine.
So what do you think, Chappers? Is she going to manage to do this? It's quite a tough one.
I think she will.
Will she find somebody who will actually lie to cover for somebody having an affair?
I think she will, yeah.
All right, Becky.
Yeah.
Can you see anybody that looks suitable?
Yeah.
You can?
Two girls, yeah.
Okay, Chappers is going to play the part of your boyfriend, okay?
Okay,
so
cool.
So she needs to be within hearing distance of you.
Okay, cool.
Off you go, Chappers.
You're all right, darling.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm good. I'm just at the conference.
Doesn't sound like you're at a conference.
No, we're just outside having a break. I'm outside with some people having a cigarette.
So you don't smoke?
No. They do, though.
So you're definitely at a conference?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's not like what you did a few months ago, is it, when you pretended you were with your nan, but you're actually bonking the man who came to unblock the drain?
I wouldn't do that to you again.
Because I don't know where I'm going to find anybody as cuddly as you.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you with then?
Louise.
Can I have a word with Louise?
Yeah, hang on one second.
Hi, who's that?
It's Louise.
Oh, hi, Louise. It's Mark, Becky's boyfriend. I was just checking that she was all right.
Oh, yeah, she's fine. Going well.
Yeah, the conference is going well?
Yes, it is indeed.
What was it about this morning? She told me, but I've forgotten.
Was it just a work conference?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, was the conference good this morning?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And the all the marketing about Testy Fresh is going well, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the conference again?
Hold on a moment. Can I read it for science? Is it possible that
I'm in the middle of a lot of work.
Oh, is that busy, is it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Which hotel are you in? I might talk to you later.
Hold on. I really am in the middle of a lot of things. Can I pass you back to her?
Okay.
Maybe you guys can discuss later.
Thank
you. Hi.
Hi.
I can't believe she did that.
She was amazing.
Typical.
She looked so scared, but I think the girls help each other out.
Yeah, so typical girls covering each other's backs.
I liked it as soon as you started asking details, she was like, I'm very busy.
Yeah, very busy.
She mouthed to me, testy fresh. Like, oh no.
So, on Would I Lie to You? That just proves that girls will lie and they stick together.
Girls, eh?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
What I liked about that was the fact that Becky wasn't really quiet about it, was she? She was like, right, excuse me, right, I've got my boyfriend on the phone, right? But I'm going off with him, so can you just, is that all right if you could just lie? She's like, yeah, keep it down, love. Do you think a bloke would have done that one? I really don't. I don't think a bloke would have said, yeah, right then.
Maybe not.
See, girls stick together.
They do.
As Jake on the M1 says, that proves all chicks are snakes with legs.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott. It's Jenny calling from Epsom.
Hi, Jenny calling from Epsom. How can I help you today?
I've just been listening, Chris, Scott, and that Chris Brown track that you've just played, it's scarily similar to that Baz Luhrmann takeoff, but it's a bit freaky.
Oh, right, so you're saying that the creepy online messages are quite similar to Chris Brown?
Yes, very similar lyrics.
Really?
I was wondering if the same guy wrote them.
Yeah, because quite a few people are saying that. Like, are you sure the bloke that wrote that message didn't write the Chris Brown song? Well, let's analyse this now, okay? Because we've got the man from upstairs, and we've got the lyrics.
The man from upstairs.
And we've got the lyrics to Forever by Chris Brown, which we just played. And he's going to read them out in that style. And see how you feel about it, Jenny, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
It's you and me, moving at the speed of light into eternity. Tonight is the night to join me in the middle of ecstasy. Feel the melody and the rhythm of the music around you, around you. I'm going to take you there. I'm going to take you there. So don't be scared. I'm right here, ready. We can go anywhere. But first, it's your chance. Take my hand. Come with me. It's like I waited my whole life for this one night. It's gonna be me, you, and the dance floor. Because we only got one night. Double your pleasure.
Ooh.
Double your fun.
Oh! Oh, I think you might be right.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you?
Hi, I'm in Lowestoft.
Lowestoft, yay. Okay, yeah. How can I help?
I don't think all girls would do that for your don't lie to me, don't lie.
Thing. Would I lie to you? What, so you wouldn't do that?
No, I definitely wouldn't do it. It's a bit harsh to say all girls are snakes. Because yes. None of my friends would do it either.
See, I didn't say that, it was Jake on the M1, so blame him.
I'm blaming him.
Didn't say all girls were snakes, did you?
I said
all
snakes girls with
snakes
legs.
With legs.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
It's the same thing.
Well, no, it's
not, because I said with legs. Yeah. I didn't just say snakes. So that's different.
Two different types of creatures there.
Emily's been on from Oxford. Emily's been on from Oxford going, well, yeah, what about blokes? They stick together as well. What goes on tour stays on tour. All right, then. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa, what are you saying?
Yeah, no, all girls wouldn't do that, definitely not.
So you wouldn't do that? You wouldn't?
No, no. I might even have got on the phone and said, look, she's cheating on you, mate. She's not worth it.
Oh, my God, amazing.
That would have been brilliant.
Well, I think we need to stick up for each other, you know, with these people that cheat on us and all sorts.
Yeah, completely.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you. See, there are some honest girls out there.
She's an angry snake on legs. Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We haven't done this for ages.
I love Britney.
I love Britney.
Britney Spears smells like trout.
Oh, goodness.
Leave Britney alone!
Trout.
She's a human!
She's a wonderful young lady.
I'm Britney Spears.
And now, breaking Britney Spears news on Radio 1.
Wow.
Haven't really done much for ages, so there's not been any need to.
No.
But we've got some news. And here it is. News has just reached us that Jamie Lynn Spears, her sister, has given birth to a healthy baby girl about lunchtime UK time today. Britney has visited.
Is that the breaking Britney bit?
Yeah. She arrived at the family home in Louisiana yesterday to help her 17-year-old sister prepare for the birth. And that's breaking Britney Spears news on Radio 1. Now, do you think she's gone show... We don't know the name yet. Showbiz or normal with the name?
I think
Malcolm.
Malcolm?
I think it's going to be a Malcolm.
What, for a girl?
Malcolm Spears.
For a girl?
Oh, it's a girl,
I was going to say Randy, but again, not for a
Randy
girl.
Randy Spears? Sounds like some
All Americans are called Randy, aren't they?
call a girl Randy.
Specialist can't. Movie star.
I'll go for Bubba.
All Americans are called Randy. Bubba Spears.
Bubba Spears.
That'd be amazing. Anyway, that's our breaking Britney Spears news, which wasn't really about Britney Spears, but was about her sister, so it still counts. Jamie Lynn Spears has given birth to a baby girl. Yes?
Sorry.
Oh.
If it is Bubba, does that count as showbiz or normal? Normal, presumably
normal.
For America.
Yep, all Americans are called Bubba. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, a minute ago, I may have said that Randy Spears, which Becky suggested as a new name for Jamie Lynn's little baby girl, sounds like a specialist movie star. And then loads of people have been texting and going, well, you might be right. And now I guess you want to know how I know that.
Well, I want to know how you know that, and Becky must know it as well, for Randy Spears to be in her subconscious.
I wasn't aware of his work before I suggested the name. Can I just clarify that?
Apparently he's been in over 700 films.
He's won a lot of awards as well, but I'm not going to tell you what for.
So you know the awards that he's won.
I've just looked him up on Wikipedia. It's amazing.
So please...
How many of his 700 films do you think you've seen?
They're all pretty much the same. You know, one flows into the other.
Same plot, same ending. Anyway.
You two are obviously experts in this. I'll just stay out of this discussion.
Oh, listen, there's a brilliant new social networking site.
Is it?
Bigger than MySpace. Hmm? Well, bigger than Facebook.
Right. It's going to be bigger than Bebo.
It's
going to
be bigger than Bebo.
What is it?
It is...
David Hasselhoff. Networking site.
He's got his own networking site.
Now, I joined at about 12:30 this afternoon, and I have had over 100 friend requests already.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
It is good.
It's really good.
The Hoff's on here saying, hi, how's everyone doing? I love... Oh, he's called it Hoff Space.
Nice.
I love Hoff Space. I hope you're having fun out there. And he's done a little video blog, and... you can buy his autograph for $50.
It's brilliant. His shop, you can get jewellery, T-shirts, and he'll personalise... For $50, it is personalised. It's not just David Hasselhoff. He'll write to Scott.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, do you? That's what happens.
Okay. Yeah.
Not like when he was doing that premiere for Click. Remember when he was over in the UK? That film with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
And he was in it. And he actually brings a load of pre-signed autograph cards over with him. Mm. And I asked him why. He's like, hey, man, it just saves time. So, yeah, it's not very personal, though, is it, David?
It's brilliant. You can get...
just chucks him out to the crowd.
But it's not just his shop and stuff on there. There's games and everything.
Yeah.
You can play Pac-Hoff.
What's that?
It's like Pac-Man, but with his head instead of one of the little aliens.
Yeah.
Frog-Hopper-Hoff.
Frog-Hopper-Hoff?
Yeah.
And
Where's Hoff, which is like Where's Wally, but instead of finding Wally, you've got to find Hoff.
And you can speak to other people and interact with other fans of the Hoff.
There's a brilliant thing on there.
On Hoff Space.
Yeah. Hold me back from joining.
Seriously, this is going to be big.
There's a Hassle the Hoff section, and basically there's a phone number, and you can ring the Hoff and hassle him, and there's some people that have left messages on there.
Yeah, we've got some of these messages now.
Mm. You can ring the Hoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an answer phone. Also, how many friends has he got at the moment? How many people online?
Last check, 740.
I reckon we can get this big. I think we can get a lot more people online.
At least 800.
On the Hoff social networking site. Right, do you want to hear some of the people that have left a message?
Yeah, I would love to hear the kind of... Is Becky going to be on here?
No, I thought about it.
Right.
These are the people that have hassled the Hoff so far.
Hey, David, this is Tammy, the harmonica player, and I would like to play another song for you. You are now in the Christmas section, and so I've got several of Christmas songs due for you. So the first one today... will be Silent Night.
So that's Tammy. She's a harmonica player. Mm. To me, she sounds like the typical Hasselhoff fan, I think.
Yes. How many times has she hassled him for him now to be on the Christmas section? She posted this message 2 days ago.
It's June.
Yeah,
why is she doing Silent Night?
She's good, though.
I'll spare you from the rest.
Thank you. I saw America's Got Talent, and you were brilliant, David. You still have what it takes to be a famous guy, and you're still just as handsome as ever. I love you. Take care. And in a few days, I'll have my next song. Thank you.
I can't wait.
Good luck with your career too. Still.
Holding on in there.
Hi, David. It's Tammy, the harmonica player.
She'll be back on in a couple of days. Next.
Oh, wait for Cookie Wenceslas.
Hi, David. It's me. My name is Courtney, and I just got divorced, and I have no kids. I'm sorry. But do you want to get together? Like, I would so love that. So give me a call, and I love you so much. Thank you. Ta-ta.
Did she say do you want to go to Canada?
No, do you want to get together?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what this lot are.
Hey, I was wondering when Kit was coming back. Okay, bye.
That's the most sensible message on there. Yeah. Bless him.
Hi, when's Kit coming back? And there's some people just randomly shouting. Something about loving the Hoff.
Well, I think he gets some wrong numbers as well.
Yeah, this person blatantly dialed by mistake.
It's probably the best Game Boy game ever made.
You love your Game Boy games, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
What was that?
I have no idea.
Hey, David, this is Frida. I just wanted to say good luck on America's Got Talent tonight. And it's well worth watching just because you're on there. Good luck. Hope it's a success. Bye.
God, do you think he listens to his fans and gets really depressed?
He would, wouldn't he?
God, I've got a harmonica player.
Why should we? He is a judge on America's Got Talent, isn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't perform on it.
Good luck with America's Got Talent.
Good luck.
All I have to do is tell other people how rubbish they are.
Good luck hitting that big red cross.
Now, some people are emailing in going, oh dear, I think I've got the wrong website, because there is a hoffspace.com as well. It's not that. It's davidhasselhoff.com if you want to join in and socially network with all the other fans of the Hoff out there.
Which is what Becky's done.
Yeah.
And you're going to do one for Randy Spears as well. Already on that one.
Podcast. I just want to say this Hasselhoff site has one amazing benefit,
yeah,
and that is a lot of places where you work block, like Facebook and Bebo and all that sort of stuff. With the Hoff site, you can just go on it whenever you want.
Oh, that is amazing. Mm. So people who can't go on Facebook at work and stuff,
join up with the Hoff and you're in.
Oh, that's so good. Do you think David knows that? No, probably not. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jane.
Hello, where are you today?
On the M25 driving back to
Hook. Okay, how can I help?
I work for an airline and I'm cabin crew, and the Hoff came on one day with all his pre-signed photographs.
So he got on, said, he got on with the pre-signed cards on your flight?
Yeah, and said, hey, these are for all the crew. They're like, oh, thanks so much. But unfortunately for most of them,
were
given back at the end of the flight.
Oh.
No. So he handed out all his pre-signed cards for the crew, yes, and then they got handed back to him at the end of the flight?
Yes, sadly.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
You could have just kept it to protect his feelings.
And drawn faces on them.
Well, whatever, you know what I mean? Do whatever after
give
he's
them
gone.
Back.
That's really
rude.
Horrible.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is so amazing. Since we mentioned the new social networking site, which is going to be like as big as Facebook one day, davidhasselhoff.com, where you can talk to like-minded fans, the numbers are going through the roof.
Yeah, it's over 900 and something now.
Wow.
We've got David loads of new friends.
Mm, and they all want to be my friend now as well. My inbox has broken down.
Why do they want to be your friend? I don't mean why do they want to be your friend. Obviously, I can understand. So if you join, do you become friends with everybody else on
no,
there?
No, they have to ask to be friends with me, but because there's so few people on there, Becky on the Hoff's website is obviously quite obvious.
Ah. But it's brilliant, and loads of people are saying that because they can't get onto Bebo or Facebook at work because it's blocked, you can get on this one, no trouble at all. Pretty good, eh?
Is your picture on here then, Becky?
No, I forgot to upload one.
There's some strange-looking people on there, aren't there?
They're all my friends now.
Breaking Britney Spears news. Jamie Lynn has called her daughter Maddie. Quite good.
Yeah.
Brian.
Brian?
You can't call a girl Brian.
She might as well have just gone with your suggestion of Malcolm.
Malcolm. National Radio 1. Might as well, huh? Right, you know what it's like. Brian. You know nothing about football. There's a big tournament on. What do? You ask a 12-year-old to help. Hi, Lloyd.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's fine. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Let me just play the theme tune first.
Do you know what? I woke up singing that song this morning.
Little footballer.
Yeah.
In your sleep.
Yeah. Actually, that was going through my head as I opened my eyes this morning.
So we're at the quarterfinals now, Lloyd.
Yes, and it's Germany against Portugal this evening.
All right, so who's going to win, do you think?
Well, I can tell you exactly with my magic eight ball.
That's very scientific.
Yep.
So you can correctly predict the outcome of the match with a magic eight ball.
Yes.
That's amazing. You don't see Alan Hansen doing that, do you?
You don't, actually, no.
Wow.
I'm sure Andy Townsend might start doing it, but that's ITV.
So if anyone wants to put any money on the match tonight, you will be able to tell them for certain.
Yeah, definitely.
And will you refund anyone if you get it wrong?
No.
Okay, well, let's give it a go then.
Yep.
So okay. You have the eight ball in your hands at the moment?
Yes, in my hand.
Okay.
Who will win tonight's match?
No.
Oh, magic ball.
No, Lloyd. Unless you have the most ridiculous eight ball in the world, it isn't going to tell you Germany or Portugal, is it?
Well, I was going to have the name at the end.
Yo, a C.
So they just say yes or no, don't they?
They tend to, don't they?
Yeah.
I've never come across an eight ball where the answer's been Portugal before.
You ask first, then, go on.
Will Germany win the game in normal time?
Very doubtful.
Very doubtful. Right.
Yeah.
Go on, Scott, you ask a question then.
Will Portugal win?
It says it is certain.
Portugal will win?
Yes.
It is certain.
Do you want me to ask you what the score is?
Go on then, I'll be intrigued to know what the answer's going to be here. Go on.
Okay then.
What is the score?
What is the score? It says, better not tell you now.
Oh, yeah. What a surprise.
Oh, that's a real shame.
I reckon that's why Alan Hansen probably doesn't use it.
Yeah.
It'd be a rubbish pundit, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you got asked a question at half-time and then just went, better not tell you now.
Yeah.
I'll ask, right, it's a Portugal-related question.
Yeah.
Will Cristiano Ronaldo stay at Manchester United? Now, tell me the right answer it says here, Lloyd. None of your scouts bias.
Right, OK. It says, very doubtful.
You're making it up as you go along.
I'm not making it up.
Will I be having fish for my tea this evening?
Right. It says,
hang on, of all the questions you could ask an eight ball, you asked that.
But I've just got a feeling that it might be.
OK.
It says, without a doubt.
See? My feeling was correct.
Is that good?
That's good, yeah.
All right, Will, will Cheryl Cole eventually see sense and go out for dinner with me?
Oh, God.
It says, don't count on it.
No, you're making this up, Lloyd.
I'm not making it up.
All right, Lloyd,
that was rubbish.
I loved your...
Can I ask it a question?
Yeah, go on then.
Will I get a girlfriend within the next month?
My sources say no.
It doesn't say that. It says... I said my sources
to say no.
There you go.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Toodle pip.
Lloyd is the boy who knows all about football. They had to get him in because Scott knows shuffle. He lives in Oswestry in a massive mansion. He's 10 times better than Alan Hansen. Yeah, oh yeah, it's Lloyd. It's Lloyd.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So imagine tomorrow morning, right, the Hof will... Oh, my God, I'm just looking at all the threads on the forum for the Hof's website.
Do you want to tell everybody what all the threads on the forum are about?
Well, not all of them. A lot of them are... They
what name is mentioned most on all the on 90% of the threads?
Well, at the moment, me.
Yes.
So tomorrow, the Hof will log in to davidhasselhoff.com and say...
Bonjour.
To all his fans.
Hof a doodle doo, people.
And yeah, he'll realise that once again we've done a job for him, like we did with that track Jump in My Car, which we tried to get to number one but got it to number three.
Yes.
God, I'm going to be his favourite.
Well, you might not be.
Oh, God.
You are kind
of. Who's Becky Stalker?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your new boyfriend, that is.
Interestingly, we're having a little chat with Becky Stalker.
All right. It's all gone off on the David Hasselhoff site. It's going to be bigger than Facebook at this rate. Can I just say as well, all the unofficial Mills geeks are feeling terribly left out now.
Why?
Because we're just talking about the Hasselhoff site.
Yeah.
And their site's been running for like 4 years now. Mm. And can I just say, everybody, unofficialmills.co.uk, I love you very much.
You didn't
and
say-
I would not want you to be feeling left out in any way.
You didn't say that off air.
I did say that off air. Don't do this. You said you call them geeks.
You said Geek World was a bit old hat and you were happy to have found a fresher, sexier site.
I didn't say that. Don't listen to a word he says.
You were dumping Geek World.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I love you, unofficial Mills.
That's what you
Shut
said.
Up. Did I say that, Becky?
Yeah, you said this one's got RSS feeds and everything. I'm going here.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
But now it's time for our pointless survey of the week. You see these surveys everywhere, so we thought we'd do our own one. Not particularly any point to it at all. And today, it's what do these sweets look like? That's the question that we've asked.
Do these sweets look like?
On the streets of Great Britain. Now, if you'd like to go online now, hang on a second, bbc.co.uk/radio1, go to the Scott Mills pages. Okay, and then you will see things off of the show, and then click on Gummy Lighthouses, okay? Go online now and have a look at these sweets, all right?
Do I do this now?
Wait a second, okay. Now, these are available in America. You know, in America, in the malls, they have, like, Christmas shops?
No, I didn't.
Right, whereas Christmas stuff sold all year round. And that's where you can buy these sweets, okay? So we've been on the streets of Great Britain asking people what they think they look like. It's kind of hard to explain. Let me show you now. Have a look at that and tell me what you think these sweets look like.
Okay.
All right. Go online.
Oh, there.
Click on Gummy Lighthouses. Have a look.
Oh, the mouse is broken.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
What do they look like?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think they look like mini wangers.
Yes, they do. It's supposed to be lighthouses. They look like little willies.
They're meant to be lighthouses, are they?
Yes. Hence the name, Gummy Lighthouses.
Oh, right, okay. Right? No matter which direction you point them, they still look like mini wangers.
Right. People, though, just won't say that when you go and ask them on the streets.
Won't they?
We did this earlier. Question of the day. What do you think these sweets look like? And here's what people had to say.
They look a bit like the quite distinctive.
If I can't say anything rude, I can't answer the question. Because that's exactly what it looks like to me.
It looks like a male genital.
Very, very small. They look like...
kind of very, very weird, strange.
Phallic. Is that rude?
Every cat's head a bit rhesus.
It's big.
It's rather large.
There you go. In a nutshell, it's phallic.
God, serious. If he's rather large.
Yes, if he's thinking they're large, no. Then he's in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah. The people just don't say it, though. Just say they look like willies. People are like, they look like... Now, who decided they make sweets like in the shape of lighthouses in the first place?
I don't know.
And who put the rocks next to them? Do you know what I mean?
That just adds to it, doesn't it?
It does add to it. Have a look at them online. bbc.co.uk/radio1. People just won't say it. Just say they look like willies.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.